Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Surviving Grief. It's been a minute. I have an amazing new job, and I've been adjusting to that. And, you know, a few more things, but all is well. God has been good. And I am grateful. I've missed you guys, and I hope that today's podcast will resonate with you on some level. Today's episode is called Put Me First, and I'll put you in position. And I was thinking about how we as human beings tend to try to do things on our own, or how we can sometimes get ahead of God. And I have learned through life experiences, especially, you know, since 2023, after losing my job and my child and a relationship that I thought would last forever, and it took me down a road that I never wanted to go down. Of course, nobody wants to lose anybody, you know, whether it be a child, a pet, you know, whatever. Your grief is your grief. And I have thought about everything that I went through, and I was trying to do things in my own might. And I'm sure that I was leaning to my own understanding. It has been a journey, but a journey that was leading me and has led me to where God needed me to be. And I won't say that I'm, you know, fully there, but I do know that I'm on the right path. There are days where I still, you know, have my struggle, but it is definitely not how it used to be. And I'm grateful for that. And to this day, God is still only giving me the one instruction, and that is to trust Him. And putting Him first is vital to the next step in my journey. And I've realized that, you know, I've been trying to rush the process. And it is vital that you trust the quiet season, because it's preparing you for a louder blessing. And, you know, sometimes we, you know, don't understand all that God is doing. And it can be frustrating when, you know, we don't understand and we wish, you know, God would hurry up. And somebody said that the greater the trials, the greater the blessing. And if we're all being honest, we prefer the blessing without the trouble. And I was writing something down, you know, and it said 2020, I hopped. 2021, I skipped. 2022, I jumped. 2023, I almost died, but I leaped. 2024, I grieve. And now it's 2025, and I'm going to dance because I have so much, so much to be grateful to God for. And I am grateful that he held on to me. And, you know, in my life, I know that God is still working some things out for me. And I know that I have got to trust God. And, you know, there's a saying that the teacher is always quiet during the test. And God has been so quiet. And I am grateful, though, because I know he's teaching me patience. When I first started my podcast, I was an emotional wreck. And to look back to early 2024 when I started the podcast, up until now, I have been a totally different person. And not to say that I didn't question God and I didn't wonder, like, why, you know, why did he allow me to go through this? And so much went through my mind. And God has to do some things and to be able to put you in position. And I was seeing something that said, you see what I carried you through, wait until you see what I carry you to. And that is very eye-opening, because when I think about all that God has carried me through, and I think I said it before, but, you know, I'm not a nosy person by no means. I've learned to protect my peace and at all costs, but I am so nosy that I'm going to stick around to see just what God is going to do. And although that this is not the path that I wanted to take, by no means, you know, and if God would have let me have my way, then of course, I think I probably would have been happy, but God's way is better. And I am forever, again, grateful for the way he's taken me. It's been bittersweet. And, you know, there's a saying that, you know, people would say growing up in church, I wouldn't trade nothing for my journey. For me, that's not true at all, because I would absolutely trade a lot of things for this journey. And, you know, I've learned that it's not so much about the destination, of course, but it's the journey. Because in the journey, it teaches you so much. And I've learned so many things about myself that had I not been taken, had God not taken me this way, then I probably wouldn't have learned the lesson. And, you know, life comes, things happen, and God knows what's best for you. And, you know, in order for God to put you in position, absolutely it requires, you know, trust and putting God first, because a lot of times we do things and have these plans, relationships, businesses, what, you know, whatever it is. And I said before on one of my podcasts that, you know, we invite God in after the fact. You know, God bless it. You know, not God, should I do this? Is this the person I should be with? Is this job? Is this, you know, should I start this business right now or whatever? But I am learning to just surrender and be at peace with whatever God says. And it's not always easy. It definitely is not. It's not always easy. It's not what I've wanted, but it's what God needed from me. And sometimes, you know, God allows us to go along so long, and he knows that if I don't step in, then he or she is never going to lead a relationship. He or she is never going to lead a job. He or she is never going to be able to be where I need her to be. Step out on faith and trust that he knows, you know. And, you know, I'm thinking about when I was out of work for 17 months and I kept going. And I'm not going to say that I did it, you know, happy all the time. Because no, I was sad, I was depressed. Why, God, why? What was me, you know? And when I thought about the job that, you know, God blessed me with, I likened it to when one door closes, an entire house can open up. And he did that for me. And, you know, I kept going. I stayed in church. I kept, you know, doing what I could do, you know, without the means. And there are things that I, you know, I was saying the other day when I was walking in the store and I was thinking about everything I've been through. And I was like, God, this can't be it. There has got to be something more for me. Like, I didn't go through all of this. Just, you know, I'm grateful for everything, but, you know, I feel like I hit that plateau and I feel stuck. And God said, the job is essential because you needed that, you know, to take care of you and the girls. Bless me with a new home. You needed that for the roof over your head. But for the other stuff, you're going to have to trust me. You're going to have to trust me. Like, literally, take your hands off it and trust me. And I often say that I am very much the I'll figure it out person. But God has left me no choice. He left me no choice. I couldn't figure nothing out. I was on the job site that one of the job sites that I was applying for jobs through. And during my 17 months out of work, I applied for over 500 jobs. Jobs that I qualified for and jobs that I didn't qualify for, jobs that were not beneath me, but jobs that I should have been able to get. And I got denied for that. And it just left me in this sunken space. But when God, you know, the Bible says after you have suffered a while, because I was like, Lord, you told me to do such and such thing, and I'm doing that. But I got to take care of these children. And when God came through, I mean, he came through, really through. And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for God just doing exceedingly abundantly above what I asked. And, you know, my birthday was May 17th. I turned 54. And I did a little photo shoot, you know, because I was kind of down a little bit. You know, like I said, I had my days and I'm honest about that. But I wanted this car. I wanted to buy myself this car for my birthday. It's my dream car, and which is a Porsche Panamera. And I really wanted this car. I've been wanting this car forever, like since they first came out. That was, yeah, my dream car. And I was like, okay, I got a good job. You know, yeah, I got to, yeah, I can, I'm going to get my Porsche. So I had found the car, and it wasn't the year I wanted, but my thought process was like, okay, it's an older, you know, model, but it's affordable. It got, you know, what I like in there, you know, and I can pay it off really quick. And, you know, I didn't get the car, and I was so discouraged. And it felt like a setback for me, because I really wanted to do that for myself. And I couldn't do it. And soon later on, I realized that I was settling. Settling because I am impatient, and I wasn't willing to just wait. And trusting God will require you to wait on Him. I really wanted this car. And I was like, okay, it's not gonna be, it's not a lot of money. You know, let me get this one and then I'll, you know, get a newer one later. But I was just settling because I wanted something. And I realized that a lot of times in my life, I've been settling. And settling because I love somebody, or I don't want to make waves. I want to keep the peace. You know, no more of that. And I promised myself that, you know, everything is going to happen for you because God said it was, you know, because if God said it, you can count on it. God is going to do just what He said He was. And I have come to the conclusion that there is nothing, and I mean nothing, like waiting on God. Because when you wait on God, what God gives you, He adds no sorrow. No sorrow comes with it. That relationship, that job, that business, you know. And I can't say that I'm all the way where I need to be, but I'm sure not where I was. And for me, that is big. And when I think about trusting God and trusting Him to do what He said He was going to do, even putting God first to put me in a position requires trust. And I so want what God wants for me. And, you know, that's a saying that people say, you know, I want what God wants for me. But I don't think most people are ready when they say that. Because when you let God know you want what he wants for you, there's going to be some tears. There's going to be some moving things around, because without it, God can't put you in position. So there are going to be times where you're going to cry and you're going to ask God why. And you're not going to understand his way. You simply just had to trust it without understanding. And I was reading this poem that's called Our Deepest Fear by Marion Williamson. She said, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You're a child of God. You're playing small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We are born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. And, you know, now I can thank God for the closed doors, and I thank him for not allowing me to settle for second best. And every time I thought I was being rejected from something good, God was redirecting me to something better. And I have to pray daily, you know, especially when the frustration creeps in. I pray that God gives me strength to press on when I'm told no. And I thank God for teaching me that no is just a step to bigger and better. And in my healing journey, God had to, and still is, interrupting my thoughts and remind me that the battle is not mine. It belongs to him. And a lot of times we go through things and we don't see anything happening, but rest assured that God is not only aware, he's at work. And I have come to the conclusion that I was always meant for greatness. And I believe that with my whole heart. And I say that with my chin up, chest out. And sometimes God has to open your eyes, because when you're an empath, you're you're very sympathetic and you've been empathy overload. And you want to tell your side of the story because you want people to see that you're not what they say you were or say you are. And God said, your side of the story doesn't matter anymore. Life happened. It hurt. I'm healing. But most importantly, I learned who deserves a seat at my table and who will never sit there again. And I fought hard to get to where I'm at. I fought hard. And some days, I'm still fighting, but from victory to victory, I'm overcoming. And that's not always easy, you know? But I'm grateful that God saw fit to keep me here. Because he knows that I have a work to do, work I want to do, and I'm going to do. And I was talking to somebody the other day, and I laughed. I said, yeah, I've always been a broke philanthropist. But that is truly my desire, to be able to help people globally. Especially young mothers and with children. That's important to me. I know that God is setting things up and lining things up. So that I can be able to carry the weight of my promise and my purpose. And as I close out this podcast, I admonish you to put God first and watch him put you in position. Trust him, even when it don't look good and it looks like all the odds are against you. Trust him and believe that he's making a way. No matter what it is. And sometimes, because God don't move when we want him to move, we get frustrated and anxious, and mad because it's not happening in our timing. And I always say, anything fast don't last. So you have to be willing to have, to have complete surrender. And complete surrender is just taking your hands off of it, mentally, physically, and emotionally. God knows what he's doing. Even when you don't understand, it's working for your good. I appreciate you all for tuning in and listening. And I'm back. I will be recording a new podcast for next week. And I hope you guys will tune in. You have to be willing to sit down, breathe, and allow God to be God. Put Him first, and He'll put you in position. Until next week.